You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has set aside the order of NCLT directing Bursar's, NSC and BSC to reconsider their approval for the Zee-Sony merger. A two-member NCLAT bench has asked NCLT to consider the merger of Zee Entertainment with Culver Max Entertainment, earlier known as Sony Pictures Networks India, afresh after hearing all the parties. The appellate tribunal order came on hearing the appeal filed by Zee Entertainment Enterprises Limited against the order passed by the Mumbai bench of the National Company Law Tribunal on May 11, 2023. The NCLT had directed NSC and BSC to reconsider their prior approvals for the merger of Zeal and Culver Max Entertainment. It had also asked the Bursar's to reassess the non-compete fee under the clause of the merger. The said order was challenged by Zeal before the appellate tribunal, contending that it was not granted adequate opportunity by the NCLT to present its side and it didn't follow the principles of natural justice. Moreover, it also contended that the NCLT doesn't have jurisdiction over non-compete issues. Moving on, India maintained its forecast for a normal monsoon this year, tempering concerns about weather risks to inflation. Rainfall during the June-September season may reach 96% of a long-term average, according to the India Meteorological Department. This matches with the previous forecast in April. The monsoon is inextricably linked to India's economy. It waters half of the country's farmlands and has the power to determine prices of food staples and the livelihoods of hundreds of millions of farmers. While inflation has slowed to an 18-month low, analysts have been concerned that adverse weather could drive up risks again. India defines average or normal rainfall as between 96% and 104% of the long-term average. The forecast has a margin of error of 4%. Private forecaster SkyMet has predicted a below-normal monsoon, saying rains may reach only 94% of average levels. Now, latest quarterly numbers. Mahindra & Mahindra on Friday posted its fiscal fourth quarter profit at ₹2,636.67 crores, up 17.8% as against ₹2,237.36 crore in the corresponding quarter of last year. It posted revenue from operations at ₹32,365.60 crores, up 24.8% in comparison to ₹25,934.40 crores in the fourth quarter of FY22. For the full year, the company posted a profit of ₹10,281.50 crores, up 56.3% from the previous year. This was driven by successful mega launches in automotive, steady growth at farm equipment, strong operating performance at financial services, and value unlocking through monetization or partnerships, it said in a regulatory filing. The board also recommended a dividend of ₹16.25, that is 325% per equity share of the face value of ₹5 each for the financial year. It has been a blockbuster year for the group. Auto led the way with record-breaking launches as we gained the number one position for SUV revenue market share. LCVs, farm equipment and electric three-wheelers continue to strengthen our leadership position, said Anish Shah, Managing Director and CEO, M&M Limited. In another development, Sun Pharmaceutical Industries Limited, India's largest drug maker by revenue, on Friday reported a 29.6% rise in fourth quarter profit as it benefited from lower expenses. The company's consolidated profit before exceptional items and tax rose to $291.7 million for the quarter ended March 31st, it said in an exchange filing. Input costs declined 13.2% for the quarter. In other news, Chemicals and Fertilizers Minister Mansukh Mandavia on Friday asked pharma medical devices industry to focus on manufacturing quality products at an affordable rate to compete globally and announced plans to bring product-linked incentive scheme for basic chemicals. Addressing an international conference on pharma and medical devices sector, the minister asserted that the Modi government is pro-poor, pro-farmers, but also industry-friendly, and said all policies are being framed after extensive consultations with the industry and other stakeholders. Mandavia highlighted that India is the pharmacy of the world, and the industry needs to focus on research and innovations, besides being aware of development across the world to maintain its leadership position. Domestic indices soared in trade on Friday. NSE Nifty 50 touched a fresh high for the calendar year 2023, crossing the 18,500 mark. However, the index gave up that level to close at 18,499, up 0.97%. Sensex surged over 1% intraday, reclaiming and closing above the 62,500 mark. The Nifty FMCG index also added 1.5% intraday, touching a fresh lifetime high. The broader markets and sectoral indices also settled in the green, clocking sharp gains. Nifty Media soared 2.35%, Nifty Pharma rose 1.3%, Nifty IT surged 1.5%. The top winners on the Nifty 50 index were Hindalco, Reliance Industries, DivisLab, HCL Tech and UPL. The top losers were ONGC, Grasim, Bharti Airtel, Power Grid and Bajaj Auto. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.